You're listening to day one of the Energy Block Retreat. Hi, and welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you found some time to join us today. So why don't you come on inside, get comfortable, and we're going to start with some fireside talk. So let's talk about energetic blocks. What are they? How did we get them? And how do we get rid of them? Energetic blocks are pretty much what they're saying to be. They are blocks in your energy field. And when you get these blocks in your energy field, it can stop the flow of energy. So if you think about it like flow being water and the blocks being like a beaver's dam, right? Beavers come in and they've built this dam, and the flow of water gets stopped by the beaver dam or is significantly reduced. And so what ends up happening is if you think of water as your energy and everything that you need to carry out your day to day to be your best self, your most fulsome self, you need all that water flowing. And when there is a block there, you have less water flowing, less energy, or less of a particular type of energy. So if you think of maybe creative energy, let's say, for example, you're really, really focused on a job that you have, and that job is really focused on logical thinking, and creative thinking is not something that helps your job at all. And so you are finding yourself just kind of shutting off that creative part of yourself. Well, you might be creating some energetic blocks because you're basically saying, creative energy, I don't need you right now. So can you just stop flowing for a second so I can really focus all of my energy on my logical energy and allow that to flow a little bit more? And that is okay for a short period of time. But if you do it over a long period of time, you really are creating a form of energetic block around your creative energy. And then it becomes a lot harder to tap into your creative energy because you've created this block. So if we go back to the beaver dam analogy, you know, what might have been a couple of sticks to just kind of like direct the flow of the water towards the logical thinking and just kind of saying, okay, creative water flow, just hold on here for a little second. You can create a little pool of water over here. I can't deal with you right now. I'm just going to make the water flow over on the logical side. But over time, you're putting more sticks and more branches and bigger sticks and bigger branches on your creative energy. So the dam is really, really big and it's really sturdy. And how do you go about breaking that down? You need to put some attention and some focus into breaking that down. And so that's the idea with what we'll be doing over the next 7 days is really trying to, first of all, identify what that block might be about. And do you have any blocks? Because quite frankly, you may not have any blocks, or they might be little blocks, they might be big blocks. And that's what we're going to identify today. So first, we're going to spend some time identifying those blocks, and then we're going to spend some time trying to break those blocks apart, breaking them down, and identify maybe what is possible once you let those blocks go. So over the next 7 days, you know, we'll start with identifying it. We're going to try to connect you to a spirit guide to help you through the journey. We are going to look at, you know, breaking down those blocks and building something in its place. And we'll take a day to rest as well and maybe receive some Reiki energy if you're interested in that. And then we'll build towards the 7th day, which will be putting everything together and hopefully getting a little bit of enlightenment. And you'll notice that in the retreat series, day 8 is always a day on your own. We don't have a show for day 8 because day 8 is all about bringing it back out into the world and manifesting it in your day-to-day life. So you've spent 7 days thinking about and making movement on a particular issue. Come the 8th day, it's time to bring it into your real life and manifest all of the goodness that comes with all of the spiritual work that you've done over the retreat. So that is what we've got in store for you with this particular retreat, really focused on those energy blocks and breaking them down and then looking at what's possible once you've broken those things down. Now, before we get started into our first guided visualization, I want to go over a few house rules for everyone. There are only three. The first house rule is about discernment, and this is going to apply throughout any of these retreats that you do with me. I really strongly encourage your own personal discernment. So I might say things on these episodes, on these shows, and they might ring true for you, but I may say some things that don't ring true for you, and that's okay. And as you continue on your own spiritual path, you might come across other people who are saying things that ring true for you. Just remember, it doesn't mean that everything that they say is the truth for you. It might be their truth. It might be a truth for your neighbor. It might be a truth for your friends. It may not be your truth. And so it really is up to you to use discernment when you are searching, reading, listening to other people. It's equally important to use discernment when you are doing the guided visualizations to be able to discern what's important in what you're experiencing, seeing, feeling, hearing, potentially. And so use your own discernment, which brings me to rule number two. Rule number two is stay curious. As we go through these guided visualizations, things will come up for you. And it's important to stay curious about what's coming up as opposed to being in judgment of what's coming up. And so if something comes up for you that maybe is unpleasant or you judge as unpleasant, try to take away the judgment and just kind of look at it as a, well, that's curious. I wonder why that's coming up for me right now. Or, you know, that's curious. What do I do with this? And just stay curious about it as opposed to going into it and saying, oh, I felt that was bad. Or I'm embarrassed about that. Or that's crazy that just came up in this visualization. Just stay curious. It will allow you to stay open to the possibilities and also to remain as an observer as opposed to, again, going into the judgment that sometimes can come around. So number two is stay curious. And number three is keep your sense of humor. Life is supposed to be fun, interesting, and it's so much easier if you find some joy and some humor in whatever is going on for you. Sometimes things can get really serious and there is a time and place to put the humor aside and really live those other emotions. But here in these retreats, I really encourage you to keep your sense of humor, hopefully find the joy in what you're going to experience through the guided visualizations. So those are our three house rules: discernment, stay curious, keep your sense of humor. So we're going to get started now with a guided visualization. So I invite you to get comfortable and you can stay in a seated position or you can lie down if you want, whatever is most comfortable for you. As you're sitting comfortably, I invite you to take a deep breath in, deep breath out, deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. And as you exhale, I invite you to take your attention down to your feet. And just notice the soles of your feet. And then I want you to notice or imagine little roots growing out from under your feet and growing into the earth, grounding you. And I want you to imagine those roots growing all the way down, down to the center of the earth. Once they get there, I want you to imagine that those roots are wrapping themselves around the center of the earth, the core of the earth. And then I want you to imagine that those roots are drawing in all the love from the earth, all the nutrients that we get from the rich soil, from the sun, from the air, all the goodness of the earth. Imagine them getting drawn up through those roots, up until you reach the soles of your feet. And then I want you to imagine all that richness and that goodness from the earth going up your legs, so up through your ankles, your shins, your knees. And as it moves up your body, it's enriching your body, giving it a little bit of love and air and nutrients. Imagine it moving now up through your upper leg, up into your hips, up into your lower back, your torso, your chest, your shoulders, moving down your arms, into your hands and your fingers. Imagine it moving up your neck, your throat, your jaw, your mouth, your cheeks and nose, your ears, your eyes, your forehead. Back of your head, and your crown. So now I want you to imagine that all of that energy that you've pulled up from the earth, going up through your body, all the way up to the crown of your head, has turned into a ball of light at the crown of your head. And I want you to imagine that ball of light is opening up and is directing a beam of light up, all the way up into the sky, going beyond space and up to the highest point of the universe that you can imagine, connecting to your higher self. And your higher self being this representation of you, that has all of the wisdom and knowledge to be able to fulfill your life path, your destiny here on earth. So I want you to imagine that you're going to draw in that wisdom and that knowledge back down through that beam of light now, down through your crown chakra, down through your forehead, nose, ears, jaw, throat, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, down through your chest, your torso, your back, your hips, your legs, your ankles, your feet, the soles of your feet. I want you to take a deep breath in, a deep breath out, another deep breath in, and deep breath out. On your next exhale, I want you to think about or bring awareness to any tension that you might have in your body. And as you exhale, just release any of that tension back out with the breath. Now I want you to imagine a room. Could be any room, but this room is a room where you feel safe. In fact, it's your favorite room. And it might be a room that exists in real life. Or it might be a room that you've made up. Whatever it is that you're imagining, it's the right room for you. And I want you to imagine that you are in this room now. And I invite you to take a minute to look around and notice what's in the room. Is there decorations on the wall? Notice the shape of the room. What's the floor made of? What are the walls made of? And once you've done that, I invite you to take a look across the room and notice there's a door. Beyond that door is a set of stairs, spiral stairs leading us down to another room. I invite you to go to the door, step through, and start taking the stairs down. And as you're making your way and winding your way down, just continue to breathe in and out. In and out. It's up to you how far down you go. You may only choose to go down one floor, three floors, or 20 floors. Do what feels right for you. When you get to the end of your floors, or you've gone as far down as you're comfortable going, you'll notice another door. On the other side of the door is an X-ray room, like one you would find in a hospital. So I invite you to step through that door into that X-ray room. I want you to look down at yourself and notice that you're wearing a lab coat, like a doctor's coat. You may have a stethoscope around your neck or anything else that indicates that you are a doctor here, that you have an expertise. And I want you to notice across the room is an X-ray, a full body scan. And it's pinned up to the wall, and you can see it so clearly. That body scan is your body scan. So this full body scan is a bit special. It's a bit different than what you might be used to. This full body scan allows you to see any energy blocks that you may be holding in your body. And so in a minute, I'm going to allow you some time, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, to explore this scan. And what I invite you to do is take a look at the scan and see where you might find some blocks. And you'll be able to identify them because they'll look like little building blocks or big building blocks. And so I'll invite you to go to the scan and see if you can find any of those. And notice their size. Notice if there's any color associated with those blocks. Notice their shape. Notice where they are in the scan. Meaning, where might they be in your body? This can be in your physical body or your energetic field around your physical body. So take a minute now of silence while you explore your scan. I invite you now to finish up studying the scan. Turn around and walk back towards the door through which you came, leaving behind the X-ray room, and starting your climb back up the same set of stairs that you came down. And as you're walking back up those stairs, reminding you to breathe in and breathe out, going up, back up those stairs, one stair at a time, spiraling your way back upwards towards your safe, comfortable, favorite room. So once you reach the top of the stairs, I invite you to step through the door back into your favorite room. And take a moment to see if the room is exactly as you'd left it, or if anything's changed, or you're noticing something new. And then in the room, I want you to notice that there is a chair, a very comfortable chair for you to sit in. And I invite you to go and sit in that chair. And once you're comfortably seated there, I invite you to bring your attention to the top of your head. Bring your attention to your forehead, your ears, your chin. Bring attention to your neck, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers. Maybe wiggle your fingers a little bit. Bring attention to your chest, torso, lower back. Bring attention to your hips, upper legs, knees, shins. Bring attention to your ankles, feet, your toes. Maybe wiggle those around a little bit. And as you're starting to feel back into your body a little bit, I invite you, if you're sitting up, to bring attention to your head, to your ears. And just bring your right ear over to your right shoulder. We'll just do a small stretch for your neck before we open up our eyes. And so as your right ear is just bending over to try to touch your right shoulder, I want you to just roll your head forward, roll your neck for a half circle, bringing your left ear to your left shoulder, making sure to keep some space between your shoulder and your ear. We're not trying to make them touch, but only just to be parallel to each other. And then just roll your neck back down in a half circle, making your way back over to your right shoulder. And we'll roll it one more time from the right over to the left. And you can bring your head back up straight. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. All right, so as you're finding your way back into full consciousness, sometimes it does help to have a drink of water or have something to just nibble on afterwards, to reground you. So hopefully you were able to visualize the X-ray and you were able to notice if you did have energy blocks. And it's okay if you didn't notice anything, if you didn't see anything. That's okay too. It takes some practice, and you're welcome to listen to the meditation again whenever you're ready to do so. And so one thing I like to do now after the meditation is to really give you three questions to help you integrate your experience. And so we'll do this after each of the meditations on every day during the series. And what I'll do is I'll ask you the three questions in a row, but I invite you to pause the recording in between questions just to give yourself some time to think about the question and come up with your answers. And so the first question I'll be asking you to think about is, what did you notice? And it might be helpful for you to jot it down, take some notes. If you have a journal or a piece of paper nearby, you can use that. Or you can just list the things in your head. But the idea is to take a minute to remember and notice what came up for you. And it's okay if you don't remember everything. The idea is really just what came up for you, what stuck out for you, what do you think was important in what you experienced. And don't forget, it's not just about the x-ray and what blocks you might have seen. If you saw or experienced anything special in your safe room, in your comfortable room, your favorite room, the decor itself, or just noticing which room you were in, that can also give you some indication or information that might be important. So starting from the very beginning to the very end, what did you notice? So I'll give you a minute if you want to pause here to think about it and then come back to the episode. The second question is, of all of the things that you noticed, why do you think those things are important? Why do you think they may have come up for you? Why do you think those are the things that you noticed or saw? So give that some thought. And again, it could be from anything in the whole meditation. So the question is really, why do you think that those things that you noticed might be coming through for you today? Why might they be important for you? Take a minute, and you can pause here to think about it. And now our third question is, considering everything that you've thought about, everything you noticed and everything that you've kind of determined why was important for you and why that came up for you today, is there anything that you can do now in your day-to-day life that you could start doing that might help, or anything that you could stop doing that might help? So give that some thought. Again, we're looking for, with everything that you've kind of realized through these, through the meditation and through the questions, is there anything that you could start doing in your day-to-day life that might help you, or anything that you could stop doing that might be helpful? And just a note here that those things, starting to do something or stopping to do something, doesn't have to be major steps. It doesn't have to be major things. It can be little things. And I like to use the analogy of coffee or putting sugar in your coffee. If you're trying to cut back on sugar and you typically put 3 scoops or 3 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, you're not going to go from, you know, 0 to 60. You won't go from 3 spoonfuls of sugar in your coffee to 0 spoonfuls of sugar in your coffee. I mean, you can, but it's harder. Whereas if you start saying, well, I'll just put 2 teaspoons going forward of sugar for the next couple of days, and then you get accustomed to that taste. And then when you're accustomed to that taste, then you can, you know, go down to 1 spoonful. And when you're accustomed to that, then you can move to no sugar in your coffee. And you've done it through baby steps. It's just easier. I mean, you can absolutely cut it right away, go straight for no sugar in your coffee. But it is more difficult. And sometimes when things are more difficult, we tend to not do them. They feel overwhelming and like, how can you even do that? And so instead of taking little steps, you do nothing. And so the little steps are often better than no steps at all. So think about if there's anything based on the information you gather today that you could start doing in your day-to-day, or stop doing in your day-to-day that might help you? So those are the three questions. And that brings us to the end of day one retreat. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll join us next week when we meet our spirit guides. I would encourage you now to just get out of your heads. We've been in our heads for long enough. Go out and move around, do some yoga. It's great for moving your energy around. Dance, it's great. Music is fantastic. It really can put a lot of joy in our lives. But most importantly, laugh. Go find people who make you happy, who bring you joy, whatever it is. Laughter really is the best medicine. So I wish you all movement, laughter, joy, and I will see you next week. Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram.